You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's today's Most Interesting Thing in Tech from Nicholas Thompson, Editor-in-Chief of Wired.
Most interesting thing in tech, last week General Motors announced that they were going to start offering their own car insurance through OnStar. OnStar is the data collection, accident monitoring service that GM has in their cars. And it's very interesting, right? Of course, the car insurance companies should be tied to the car companies because the car companies have so much better data on how people drive. You know, what does Geico go on? It goes on my credit score, number of accidents I've been in, number of tickets I've gotten, my age, my zip code, demographics. Useful stuff, but actually, the company that knows the most about how I drive is Honda, because I drive a Honda Odyssey and have for a long time, and they know how many close calls I've had, whether I go above the speed limit, all kinds of stuff. So it makes a ton of sense. Now, it might skeeze some people out to have data from their cars used for this purpose. It feels a little strange, but honestly, it's probably good for the market. It's good for the car companies. It's good to have an efficient insurance market. Because remember, if safer drivers get better insurance rates, they're incentivized to drive more. And if dangerous drivers get worse insurance rates, they're incentivized to drive less. So the roads get safer. I am all in favor of having a more efficient, more data-driven car insurance market because I want safe drivers on the road and I want unsafe drivers at home. So there's another interesting level to this, though. The future of car companies is going to be a lot about data because they have incredible data about where you go, about how you drive, about what music you listen to. And there are going to be all kinds of ways where this data can be useful, and where it can be used to make traffic rules more efficient, where it can be used to make cities more efficient. There are thousands of layers, the things that you can do with the data that you get from automobiles. So the more that this data can be sensibly used in ways that protect our privacy, the better city planning is, the way that government regulations are, and the more efficient insurance is. So I read this news from GM, and I thought, that's pretty good. I'm kind of excited for it. If it were available to me, I buy in. All right, see you tomorrow.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.